Newsbeat. First, though, a question that judges, campaigners and seriously ill people have been arguing over for years. Should you have the right to choose to end your own life? The Court of Appeal has decided once again today that the answer to that question is no. They were ruling on a case brought by a paralysed man, Paul Lamb, and the family of Tony Nicholson, who died last year after living with locked-in syndrome. Jane is Tony's widow.
I saw the way that Tony suffered, and I would hate to think of anyone else suffering the way that he did. I wouldn't want my worst, you know, enemies to go through what he had to go through. It's just cruel.
Well, someone who feels very strongly about this is 22-year-old Josh from Huddersfield. He is part of the campaign group Dignity in Dying. Now, Josh is a semi-pro rugby player who has the gene for the incurable Huntington's disease, which he will eventually develop.
I will lose the ability to walk and talk. I will be stuck in a chair, unable to move apart from muscle spasms, my body wasting away, choking to death on my own saliva as I will be unable to swallow.
You can see more of the video we made when we went to meet Josh at Newsbeat Online. He sat down to talk to his mum, who also has the Huntington's disease gene.
I know that me and you always talk about what you want to happen at the end of your life. When you start to reach a point where you can't walk and talk and you can't be in control of your own bladder, doubly incontinent, you never want to get to that point. No matter what the stance on the law is, I will be there to help you end your life in the manner that you choose. I may have to take my own mother's life so that she doesn't have to put herself through a 10-15 year decline to an eventual death that I know that you do not ever want to have to go through.
I wouldn't ask you to overdose me into that, because that's just beyond, you know, what a son or a mother should be doing for each other, even if it's starvation or dehydration as well, you know, like Tony Nicholson had to go through. Yeah, there are options there.
Mum, how did you feel when I did get my positive test result? What was your initial reaction to that?
So sorry. If I could have taken it away, ripped it out of you.
I mean, for me, there's no point in feeling guilty about it. Knowing about the illness as I've grown up has meant that it wasn't a massive shot to the system. Yes, you've got it. It was a relief to find out where I stood.
That choking death that I heard my grandma go through was the worst noise I have ever heard, and it dragged on for weeks and weeks and weeks, and there is still nothing in hospice care that will alleviate choking symptoms. So the only alternative option is to preempt the condition and have a death that is calm and dignified, and here, preferably in my own home when the laws change. Newsbeat.